Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you are listening to the Minister Kobe Mix on the Angel of Death Show. Let's do this.
It's the squad companion, y'all. We say with amazing grace. If you love Jesus and you don't want to hide it, let me see your hands up. And if you know Jesus and you don't mind testifying, come and put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
He came to die on the cross for you. Paid a price just to save your soul. If you believe
in the Son of God,
redeemed
by His precious blood,
say, put your hands up.
What's up, world? It's your boy Dr. Khan, aka the Granddaddy, aka the GH Rap Originator. And I'm chilling with my homeboy, Minister Kobe.
He came to die on the cross for you. Pay the price just to save your soul. If you believe
in the Son of God,
redeemed by His precious blood, get your strength up.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. If you fast and pray, you will receive it.
victorious. Hot in the air, yes, it's a celebration. I'm repping for Jesus, pride of our mission. Standing together, our voice is raising. On Jesus Christ we stand.
We stand.
We unify the presence of the people. I think it's up now. That's the presence we have to take it now. My heart is celebrating like it goes every night. With different cultures come together, we can praise His name. Here is praise, you're all moving to one beat. Dancing and jubilation, we dance into the streets.
On Jesus Christ, we stand.
We stand.
And this your man C. Together we royal priesthood.
Yo, you are listening to the Minister Kobe Mix on the Angel of Death Show. Let's do this.
To see His glory, changing. I see you're so weak in this world because of the light of the world, a burning and a shining light. Jesus, you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, in the upper and the maker, the beginning and the end, and then the first and the last. There is no one like you.
Oh, the way you see me, the next time you ain't gonna see me like this.
Oh,
the other side, 24/7, that's my life.
Oh,
Christ in me, so for glory and more from glory to glory.
Love me still, but no rebellion. In a me love you, I'm in line. In a me to you, I'm in fine. Me think serious. caresses and underestimation. Whoa. In the world and in all of the nations, yeah. There's nobody else with patience. Patience as big as the oceans. See what's up, yeah, in them churches. The people going in with them watches, yeah. And fair breaks on Sunday,
Minister
but never
Kobe.
Coming out with the breakfast.
Minister Kobe,
God
Minister
the love,
Kobe.
And you know that.
Minister Kobe,
when I do rap, you are not dead when you get shot. But trust me, you are without God. Hear what I say, for God is the mayor. God is a triple threat, match from a shame on my sin in. He is on your coupon, and he has always been the cornerstone that I stand on. Yes,
right. Man, you are one in a million. Love me still find no more rebellion. In a me life, you are me lying. In a me to you, I'm me fine. Me think it. You are one in a million. Love me still find no more rebellion. In a me life, you are me lying. In a me to you, I'm me fine. Me think it.
I thank for your failing, though. You are almighty. I'm creator up above for the good. Descend for me like a dove. Possess my habitat like a death test globe. I thank for your failing, though. You are almighty. I'm creator up above for the good. Descend for me like a dove. Possess my habitat like a death test globe. Allow me make me sing songs of joy and adoration. And before the Father join in deeper meditation. The devil never like me, son of a tribulation. But the joy of the Lord my strength. Yes, allow me make me sing songs of joy and adoration. And before the Father join in deeper meditation. The devil never like me, son of a tribulation, but the joy of the Lord my strength. I will rejoice and shout and make noise, and I will lift Jehovah's name with my voice, and no matter how it sounds, and tell me I go sing, and tell me I go testify about the mighty, mighty King. There is none like him, none like him, none like Jehovah God. There is none like him, none like him, the one and only true God.
Man, you're one in a million, love me still find no more rebellion. In a minute to you, I'm in fine, it's in fear. You are one in a million, love me still find no more rebellion. In a minute to you, I'm in line, in a minute to you, I'm in fine, it's in fear.
Let me see your Bible, sir. This is the time to the finish, it was up here. Let me
God
see your Bible, with a Christian, to the finish, it was up here.
Let me see your Bible,
for Jesus.
Get ready, God is slipping it up. Get in your knees, get in your toes, sticking your toes, repping Christ, and you'll never go slow.
Be born for Jesus Christ, what?
Jesus, I'm my king and my savior. Doing me surrender, me raise ya. On me knees when me bow and me praise ya. We a go praise the ancient of days ya. Now go act like me shy and afraid, afraid now. You know we work, you know we story, we a go praise ya. Give glory to the Most High. For me, Jesus, he died. I praise him in your house, I praise him in your room. I praise him when you work, I praise him in your school. Praise him when you're up.
Yo, Minister Kobe. Yo, Minister Kobe. Yo, Minister Kobe. Me love that tune. Bring that tune back again.
God's people roll out. God's people roll out now.
You are listening to the Minister Kobe Mix on the Angel of Death Show. Let's do this.
Be born for Jesus Christ. What?
Jesus is my king and my savior. With me surrender, me raise ya. On me knees when me bow and me praise ya. We a go praise the ancient of days ya. Now go act like we shy and afraid, afraid now. In our work, in our story, I go praise ya. Give glory to the Most High. For me, Jesus, he died.
I praise him in your house, I praise him in your room. I praise him when you work, I praise him in your school. Praise him when you're up, I praise him when you're blue. Praise him when you can sing or in your bathroom. Make us an hour.
So walk hold out without no doubt to Jesus Christ, you are so loud.
Yes,
and nobody try test me. My Jesus Christ, him bless me. Satan, him can't arrest me. Surrender to Jesus, me done with the mess me. I'm here, walk me, Jesus close me. In my heart, that's where the Holy Ghost me. So what if me stand up proudly? Me, I go praise Jesus loudly.
I praise him in your house, I praise him in your room. I praise him when you work, I praise him in your school. Praise him when you're up, I praise him when you're blue. Praise him when you can sing or in your bathroom. Make us an
Minister Kobe.
I'm grateful for the love you've shown. Your mercy's everlasting, Lord. You did not hide your love from me. Now holiness is all I see. I'm so, so blessed inside the sea for my life. Your grace for my life. I'm no beast to describe. You came and took away my guilt.
2012, they say it's all a game. pictures of you. Sweet memories of all the times we shared together in my mind forever. So please come stay with me, don't stay far away from me. Feel better when you aren't so far away from me. No more friends, I feel better when you're with me. No more friends, I feel better when you're with me. I get
I'm hoping to be free.
Okay.
Okay.
And no other ground is sinking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not hoping, sinking.
Okay.
So me, I no go suffer. I no go back for prayer. I go call on Jehovah. Cause he is my friend. And you go to like, something
okay.
Like this. Fast and pray, trust and obey.
Why you, what's up? I see ya. Cut it. Yes. Alright, let's do this. Okay. Alright, let's go. Shenkom.
Shenkom.
Nyami ni pa wede shenkom.
Shenkom.
Wede shenkom.
Shenkom.
Abu nyami anointing embera bo so na jemkom. What? Iti shenkom.
Shenkom.
Nyami ni pa wede shenkom.
Shenkom.
Wede shenkom.
Shenkom.
Abu nyami anointing embera bo so na jemkom. What? Alright, you can take it as a test. Believe it or not, me who needs a home machine but before they walk a court. Ah, me who say you the one you break through, but when you ma appear in the same heavy pot, maybe I just would drop a panel and not get you. The when you must share your more life here very short. Yes, brah, take it to me ah. Go there to me nyami here never farm our cry because me who needs a say when I ma cry means you are trouble, but I'm forward try. I catch any man champion, me be nyawa yabisa. It's the other normal how we see ye. Don't you make the same body say ye di mini minya baza. I feel more di appointing pay ye. But yes, it's me niya mwande wa wenu mwande wa nkata. I feel wa mwenye mwane nkoyi. Alright, for the eyes of the wicked I feel. And they are trying to be like they're giving up of the goods. Yeah, the poor nessa la school jail. And together with him now better not say edibu poo. So they're trying to make change. Money mommy will pay. I wanna move in who say from me to me ho coins. What? If you send come, come. Nyami ni pa wede send come.
Send come.
Where they send come. Nyami anointing emera bo so na jem come.
These are my heritage, these are my
Minister Kobe. Minister Kobe.
Minister Kobe.
Minister Kobe. Kobe.
This way and walk this way and talk like this doesn't mean he doesn't love me or want me. It's one of me.
Yo, Minister Cody. Yo, Minister Cody.
And dance this way and shout like
this.
Doesn't mean I deserve to be a part of God's family. Jesus came to the world that died for me. In His name.
Gospel
music mix of various artists was done by our very own brother there in the UK, Minister Colby. I'm telling you, I thank God. He told me that last week he was going to do a music mix. Would I play it on the show? I'm like, of course, you know. And I'm telling you, my God, he brung it hard for real for the nations. And I just thank God. I bless God for your life, Minister Colby. That just put, I'm telling you, listening to that, I was so blessed. I'm telling you, it was better than a Sunday morning Starbucks coffee. And everybody know I love Starbucks. I'm telling you, they have the best coffee. Tim Hortons do too. But that was better than that. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for you, Minister Colby, for that gift that God has given you in all areas of the ministry. You are a huge blessing to the body of Christ. And I just thank God for you, brother. So I just want to say, God bless you, dear. God bless you. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. Man, that mix was hot. Y'all tune in on Friday. Y'all know every Friday morning we do what we call Africa Friday, African Friday, and it's 2 hours of just straight African music by our great and awesome African artists around the world. So that mix is going to introduce us on Friday coming up. So tune in. I'm telling you, my God, I'm just in smiles right now because it was hot. When I heard it, I was like, oh, I could not wait to get it going on today. So I told him, I said, this is going to be my intro for Sunday. And I played it, y'all heard it from the very beginning to the very end. And I'm telling you, that was awesome. So once again, Minister Colby, us as the body of Christ want to say God bless you for what you do. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. We give God the honor, the praise, and the glory. And I pray that somebody that's listening in now was blessed, I'm telling you, by this great mix, by our great brother, man of God, Minister Colby. And I'm telling you, we want to give a shout-out right now. You all are tuning in to the Super Sunday with the Angel on Deck right here live with the Voices of the Nations right here on the Angels of Melody. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for how he moves by his spirit. I want to give a shout-out to all of Africa today that is listening in. We want to give a shout-out to all of Ghana, to all of Nigeria, to all of Kenya, to all of Uganda, to all of Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Togo, Cameroon, Liberia, Ethiopia. God bless you all there in Africa. My God, God bless you. We thank God for your life today. Also to those in the UK, God bless you. In Italy, God bless you. Germany, God bless you. Hong Kong, we have listeners in Hong Kong, God bless you. In Russia, in Jerusalem, Croatia, Serbia, Brazil, all of our Latino family, we want to say God bless. In Mexico, we thank God for all of you in Mexico. Also in Australia, God bless you. We also want to give a shout out right now to my brother, Apostle Samuel Soa, there in Temagana. God bless you, sir, man of God, man of fire. We thank God. I'm telling you, oh, my God, I'm just, oh, my God. You know what? I just thank God. I'm telling you, here in America, every city and state listening in, God bless you all today in Florida, Chicago, here in Detroit, Michigan, Flint, St. Louis, Texas, South and North Carolina. We want to say God bless you all on today. We want to keep the family today of the brother there in Florida. I know a lot of y'all have been hearing about that sinkhole. That sounds like some kind of terror, horror movie. I'm telling you, one of the news spokesmen said that the other day, said when you hear what went on about that brother in Florida Thursday, said he was laying in his bed asleep. my God, he was laying in his bed sleeping. They said that there was five more people that were sleeping in the house, and they said it sounded like a car crash. And come to find out, one of the brother heard some hollering and going on, and there was a big sinkhole. My God, I'm telling you, I've never heard nothing before of that. My dad was telling me about it, and I hadn't heard, and I went online and got on the news, and I said, oh, my God. Yes, this brother was laying in the bed asleep, and all of a sudden it just, his whole throat in his bedroom just sunk down 50 feet or more, they said. You know, he just, they said he was hollering and screaming. He can you imagine laying in your bed, y'all, and right up, and before you know it, your bed, you, everything in your room just cave in, you just going down fast speed into a sinkhole? Oh, my God. Well, they said the five people that was in there, including the little child, was able to escape in time. And the brother said he tried to dig in that hole. He got in that hole. He heard his brother hollering and screaming. He couldn't get him out. The police had to come and get that man out, but he would have died. And they gave up. They called out for the search. They it's just, you know, it's, they said it was just over. And he's down in that sinkhole, and they believing that he's dead by now because, I mean, he went so many feet down in that sinkhole when there's no way they can get down there, no one. And so today, this morning, they crumbled the whole house. We want to keep that family in prayer, seriously, because they are really, really going through and they're grieving. I mean, can you imagine losing a loved one in a sinkhole? Y'all just say goodnight and go to bed, and you hearing a terror holler. You know what I'm saying? At night, 11-something at night, and he's in the sinkhole. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it's just so sad. I felt so bad. And then yesterday, I heard not too far from us, someone, I guess, stripped naked. The witness said stripped naked right at the freeway and jumped backwards. Oh, my God, jumped off over the freeway, y'all. Cars coming down the freeway, and, I mean, they couldn't stop, hit them, and they said it was just a horrific scene. You know, the devil is a liar. The devil, I said, is a liar. He's a liar. I'm telling you, and we need to keep praying. We really do. We need to keep praying. I'm telling you, a lot of y'all know that I'm really going through something right now. And I'm telling you, it's just something. And it's just something. But God is good. And I'm here to say that I got the victory. The devil was proved this weekend that he is a liar. And he is a liar. I'm telling you, God is real. He is real. He's real, y'all. I'm telling you, he's real. And I thank the Lord for his many blessings. I thank the Lord my daughter will be turning sweet 16 on tomorrow. And I thank God that my prayer was answered concerning what I wanted to do for her birthday. God met the need. I'm telling you, he met it. And I had a ball. This weekend, we're still celebrating her birthday. She was born on the 4th. Her birthday is officially tomorrow, but we was able to celebrate on yesterday evening and yet last night, and we're still celebrating today and tomorrow. And I just thank God for 16 years of her being on this earth. I thank the Lord that he has kept her from hurt, harm, and danger. I thank him for that, and I thank him that he's going to use her mightily in for the kingdom, and I just believe that. It don't matter what the devil say, she belongs to God. And I just thank the Lord for her life, and I thank God for me. You know, I thank God for my life, and it's just awesome. And I'm believing him that in this situation I'm in, that he's going to fix this thing. Something is about to happen, and I just thank God. I'm not giving up, and I'm not giving in. I'm steady going. We all go through things. We get depressed at times. It's normal. We get down and out, but we have to snap back, and I thank God for the snapping back, you know. And like I said, it don't feel good what I'm going through even now, but I'm here to say right now before the whole world that the devil is a lie. He is a defeated foe, and that Jesus is real. telling you, he's real. And I thank him on today. We just thank God for all of you around the world that is not. Hallelujah. I thank him, I said, on today. I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord. And, oh, my God, I'm telling you, I just thank God. I'm just overwhelmed on today because it's just something how God just moved, you know, by his spirit. I just thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank him. I'm telling you, y'all just don't know what I'm going through, but I'm going through something. I'm telling you, the devil wanted my mind to go. Oh, my God. But I thank the Lord that my mind is covered in the blood. Yes, it is. Your mind is covered. I'm telling you. And I just thank God. Y'all, how many know sometimes you can go through a situation and you just feel like, God, where you at? Did you forget about me? What am I doing? I'm telling you. It's deep, y'all. It's really, 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 really deep. You know, but I still thank God because we are overcomers. And no matter how bad the storm seem to be raging against us, God is there with us, y'all, and he will see us through. So I just thank you all for tuning in on today. I thank God for our dear brother, Minister Kobe, for that great gospel mix. And right now we're going to go into before today. You're going to hear a powerful message by Prophetess Joyce Hatton, who is the mother of gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. And a lot of y'all here, you know we like family. A lot of y'all heard Prophetess many times on the radio with me, but they've been traveling, so they haven't, you know, been around, but she did come over here. She came over here on Friday, and she just popped up on Friday morning and said, "Hey, we got to get back together." So now we're back in the fellowship because, like I said, they were traveling over the seas. But she sends her love to you all, and she said to let y'all know that you will be hearing from her. It'll be sometime this week, but she's gonna call in and have words and pray for you all. And she said to let everyone know that she loves y'all. Let y'all know, Africa, that she loves you. So I was given a great CD. I played it before on here, and I'm going to play some of it today. But it was a powerful message that she had delivered in church. And you're going to be hearing clippings of that on today. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And so, but before we go to the woman of God, we have a great hymn medley that we're about to hear right now by our dear brother, Pastor Marvin Sapp. I thank God for Pastor Marvin Sapp. We want to give a shout out to him right now. I'm telling you, to him and his family and everyone that makes up the ministry, we thank God for him right now. So right before we go into Prophetess Joyce Hatton, because you're going to hear her next after you hear this great medley, hymn medley song by our dear brother, Pastor Marvin Sapp. And then the next voice you're going to hear is going to be that of Prophetess Joyce Hatton. And after that, we're going to be right back.
I know. Church, and y'all better pray with me. I said, he picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day he picked me up and turned me around. I said, he my friend, oh, the blood of Jesus. I promise you I'm going to sing some more of this stuff in a minute. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength. It will never, ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. It will never, ever, never lose. It's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. I'm gonna leave y'all in a minute. Of the Lamb, oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church, that's all.
I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all say, man. Just touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. There's still power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him, that's all. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder, is there anybody in this house other than me that can make that declaration right now? Just look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, I'm not crazy. But I wonder if there's anybody other than me that got a reason to shout. Just touch somebody and say, this ain't no show. Let me tell you why, God, ain't none of this stuff even going to be on the record. Touch somebody and say, this ain't a show. But because he's brought me out of some stuff, I got a right and a reason to give God some glory.
Said that the same kind of praise that was going on in here a few minutes ago, just a second ago, you know how we were opening up and praising and magnifying. Nobody was intimidated with anybody else. Didn't matter who's who and didn't matter what you have on, didn't matter what you look like. Everybody was praising on their own. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. That kind of praise, people of God, I'm telling you, I felt the move of God in his soul. It says, while they were praising, just like you praising and giving and magnifying the Lord, all of a sudden the heavens opened. And when the heavens opened, there was a woman with cancer that had been told, says, you have cancer on the inside and it's in your stomach. She came to a service and everybody was worshiping and nobody was looking at anybody else and everybody was praising and everybody was on one accord and everybody was looking to the hills from whence cometh their help, and the glory of God was in the house. Somebody scream up in here. Feel the temple, Lord. Glory. Oh, yeah.
roll. The glory filled the temple. And when it touched her, the cancer jumped out of her. I would not lie. I said the cancer jumped out of her, fell to the floor, and the Holy Ghost got in her body, sewed her back up. Y'all ain't gonna hear me. And the healing, and the glory, and the power, and the glory, open heaven. Open heaven. Send your glory. Let it ride on. Let it rise. Oh, bandobo, shake it, double. I believe God. Find somebody and tell them, say, I believe God. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's still God. He's still mighty. He's still a healer. He'll still deliver you. Come on, somebody say yes. Jesus. 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 The name Jesus. The name Jesus. Genesis, the revelation. The name Jesus. Your name is great and worthy. The lifter of my head. The one who crowns the head with loving kindness. He's the one who follows us all the day long. He's still God. We're not here to play. I came to have church. I came to glorify the Lord because we need him. I don't know about you, but I can't do without him. Open heaven. Send your glory. Let it rain on me. Let it rain from heaven's fountain. I need you to rain. Open your Bibles. Real quickly, our bishop is here. Ladies and gentlemen, our bishop is in the house. He's in. Come on, let's honor the man of God, the preaching man, the teaching man, the praying man, the concerned pastor. Amen. We don't even want to try to do anything without him. And we appreciate God and the man that God has placed in him. Amen. Let me tell you something. They are doing an awesome documentary on, they call it an icon. Did he mention that to you guys? Word Network is doing it on icon. Documentary on our leader. And so here he comes. Let's respect his presence. Man. Preaching man, the teaching man, the praying man, concerned pastor, Bishop Clarence Bernard Haddon, was thinking of all the wonderful things that God has done through him and by him. Because God uses a man, he'll use a vessel. He'll use a woman or a man. It doesn't matter. It could be just a vessel. Amen. But we're honored to be blessed, thankful for who God is using at this time and this hour. Thank God for all of our church family. And I especially thank God for my natural family as well. Amen. Those young people and those children that you have in your lives have to experience some things. Amen. That only God anointed people that God placed in your life can understand. And so we're thankful for the anointing on their lives as well. Thank you so much, Pastor Tony and Pastor Clarita. And then there's Gerald and Dietrich and Zena. And I have so many. And there's David. And there's Toya. And there's Sean. And there's Peco. And, y'all didn't know we had that many. And there's Sonia. There's so many children. But we're thankful. Amen. They go through storms and they go through trials and they go through tribulations and they stand and they're still existing. So I'm thankful. Let's thank God for the first family, children, wherever they are. And wow. Your Bibles today should be turned to 1 Kings 16 and 33. Let's see. 1 Kings 16 and 33. 17 and 1. 1 Kings 17 and 1. Give me my iPad real quickly. Amen. Somebody get it for me. 1 Kings 16 and 33. Read. You have it. You have it. Say amen. Mm-hmm. And First Kings 16 and 33. First Kings 17 and 1. Thank you. Uh-huh. Tishmite. Mm-hmm. Gilead, and unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth before him. Mm-hmm. Can we say amen? I want you may be seated for a moment, and we just have a few minutes. We want to talk to you and encourage you, people of God. Reach over and tell. I'm glad to see Mother Lewis. Thank God that he's covered you, and because I hear you had an accident, but God let you live, and one of the babies was with you. Thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for the Wilson family that just went through a great storm on yesterday, and the loss of her sister. We thank God for your sister and your sister. And amen. I said, I'm going to quit that. And your cousin. Amen. When it's family, we all lose. Isn't that right? Amen. So we thank God for you. We're praying for you. And we're praying for all of those that are going through storms. And let me tell you something, that if you're dealing with any loss, God plans to give it back to you double. Double for your trouble. Yeah, whatever the loss is, get ready, prepared. Supernaturally, God is doing something in this room. I prophesy over you that God has some things planned for your life, to flip it over and turn it around and shake it up and shift it and sift it. I'm telling you, there's a sifting according to Amos, and I want to be able to preach that in the very near future. But there's a shifting and there's a sifting. The sifting will come, and in this land that we're living in, there is a sifting, not just a shifting. Amen. It's one thing to have a shift, but another thing to have a sift. God get through sifting and taking out the ugly and leaving it on top and bringing the good to the Bashaba and leaving everything that should be left. Amen. God has a plan to bless your life. It might be bad. It might be ugly. But God got a hookup. Amen. Give somebody a Holy Ghost high five. Say, I'm waiting on the hookup that comes from God. There is no one in the room that the enemy, don't let him tell you anything. I'm so glad to see you back. Precious, you told me you were going to come back. God gave you a word, and I'm telling you to have you sitting there. It is your smile. It is your anointing. It is your intercession. Amen. God says you are intercessor, and not only an intercessor, but one from a child. Amen. A different, a unique, and outstanding person that God put to the side. Looked like you was going to be shifted to the side. You're the one that God's giving her to do something supernatural through. Amen. She's going to bless her mama. I want you to know that. If you open your mouth and say, I'm going to bless my mama. Don't you play with me. I'm telling you, I'm going to bless mama. I'm going to bless. Touch her and say, I'm going to bless you, mama, because you blessed me. You blessed me. I'm going to bless you, mama. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give God praise. Amen. Fire will make you jump. Hallelujah. If you're going through the fire, you ought to be jumping. I said, fire will make you jump. I said, if you're going through the fire, you ought to be jumping. Fire will make you jump. If you're going through the fire, you ought to be jumping. If your fire will make you jump, and if you're going through the fire, you ought to be jumping. Fire will make you jump. Ah, Gail, fire will make you jump. If you're going through the fire, you ought to be jumping. Somebody tell your neighbor, say, fire will make you jump. You ought to be jumping. Don't you act like you ain't got no sense up in here. Fire make you jump. Ain't it crazy how God don't want you to show nobody? Ain't it crazy how God don't want you to tell nobody? Ain't it something how God won't even let you tell nobody you're going through? You just get to jump. Come on, somebody. Say, but I want you to know that God's going to put a bounce in your jump, and you get ready to bounce back from every place. Yeah, no bullshit. jump. All right, your Bibles. This is in that 17 and 1, Elijah the Tishti, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Tell somebody, and say, there's enough anointing on me to shut the heavens and open the heavens. Come on, come on. I'll need somebody with some power. Shutting the heavens to release the miraculous is a supernatural thing. I think for a moment, as we deal in the 17th, it begins, and it was a great time of spiritual darkness. Amen. There are times that it seems like everything around us is dark, and we're dealing, and even in this time that we live in right now, that we're dealing with something, and Ahab had provoked God more than any other king. Perhaps in the history of Israel, he had dealt with something that messed this thing up. 1 Kings 16 and 33, and Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. And we understand first and foremost that Ahab was not on God's A-list. He provoked him. Amen. You want to be on God's list, but you don't want to be on the messed up list. Amen. The scripture refers to Ahab being one that angered God. I don't ever want to be one that somebody says, well, you angered God. You make God mad. I trust that there's no one in this house and no one's sitting next to you, amen, that's angered God. Trust that. You would never want to be spoken that you angered God. I'm sure you are not interested in that label. Anybody want that? Not interested in that. So the problem is that Ahab is not that he was necessarily a wicked man, but that he was a weak man. Weak, and he had literally become the tool of craftiness. His craftiness, the tool of this craftiness was an unscrupulous woman, and she is the name Jezebel, who incidentally was his wife. Somebody said, we talked about it many times. When God always confirms himself, he always confirms his word. God, amen, this is not something I plan to preach, not something I want to preach. Amen, this is not something I'm excited about, but whatever God says, he won't talk to us today. I need some heavens open. I need the heaven to open, and I need somebody to be able to get some things done. And in order to do that, we have to be who we need to be in the presence of God, and we cannot afford to be angering God. I want to make sure I'm in the right position, and I want to make sure who I am and what position I hold. Amen. Every now and then, you got to go down in the Word and check. Somebody said checklist. I'm just checking. Amen. Just checking. Listen, you got to know I'm a woman, and I'm with a man, and I'm with a man of God, and I stand with the man of God. I'm just checking. Do the checklist. Amen. Because I can't afford for my man to be on God messed up list. It was important in having the same faith and fellowshipping with the same one, dealing with the right people, being hooked up with the right one is so important, people of God. We understand that Ahab's biggest problem and greatest influence was not that, not of the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords, but it was the queen of his house. He fell under the sway of the spirit of deception, and it is important that that manipulation that was coming from Jezebel would be handled. After Ahab had married Jezebel, he found himself in a position, and this deception had brought him to a place. He deals with and marries Jezebel in a time of political reasons. He immediately began to destroy everything that defined Israel and impact Jehovah had made for many, many years. People of God, you gotta always be a worshiper. You gotta even be careful what comes in your house. You gotta be careful what you buy. When you go to different places, you gotta be careful. Just because something is beautiful, you don't bring it up in your house. Just because something, oh, isn't that a beautiful statue? That don't mean it should be in your house. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. Amen. If that's anything that will worship a demonic, anything that, I don't care if it has anything demonic on it, you don't need it in your house. Talk to me. Look at what Jezebel did. Jezebel built a temple. And she built a temple to a god in Jezreel that supported Jezebel only supported 450 priests. She built a temple in Samaria and surrounded the land with shrines and groves and pales. She began to pronounce Baal to be the god of the country and the kingdom of Israel. I want to tell you that if you hooked up with anybody and you just about to marry them, if they talking Baal stuff, you get far as away from them as heaven is from hell. You find yourself so far away from them, you don't even want to see them coming. Come on, talk to me. Amen. If you're hooked up with people that are that you work with and you they're conniving and they hate God and they worship Baal, amen, you don't want to have nothing to do with them. I'm going to lunch with them. I ain't going to nothing with you. Come on. I don't want anything ungodly to get on me now. I can't even afford a negative word. Right now, I can't afford being hooked up with a friend that might say something against God. You can't be my friend. You can't be, you can't even be my associate not right along through here because I need God. I need the help of God. I need the glory of God to be over me. When you're going through and you're in a time of trouble and things are going on around you, you don't even want to be tied up with anybody even say anything negative. Talk to me, somebody. I can't afford it. I don't know about you, but I can't afford it. And so Jezebel is building a temple, and she has 450 priests, and then Baal of God and country and the kingdom. And she started tearing down as many altars to Jehovah as she could. She looked for them daily. Her objective was to look across the horizon and see if I can find anything that's connected with God. I need you to be anointed with discernment. I want to anoint you with discernment right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you'll discern what's good and discern what's bad and be able to discern who's who and be able to discern what is what. I anoint you in the name of Jesus to be able to discern. Come on, tell somebody, say, you got to be able to discern. You got to have a feeling. You got to know when you get a little funny feeling about something, you get far away from it is, I can't be connected with it. And I don't care if somebody giving you some money. If it's not of God, you don't even want to mess around with it. Because this is a vital day. This is an awesome time. You need the covering of God. Tell somebody real quickly, say, I need the covering of God. She had a negative spirit toward Jehovah and all Israel, of which Ahab knew. Her objective was simply to break down the people in believing God is Jehovah. Sometimes people will intimidate you and do all they can to get you to be messed up and that you don't believe what God is about to do for you. That's why you got to be careful who you announce what God is doing for you. And what God is about to do for you, you got to quit telling everybody all your business. Sometimes they'll take what you said and try to intimidate you and make you feel like God ain't about to do it. But I need you to shake somebody's hand real quick and tell them whatever God say he going to do for me is about to happen. It's supernaturally about to. I hear supernatural. I hear supernatural. I hear supernatural. I hear supernatural. God's about to do some things, and he's about to change some things and turn some things around. So she had negative spirit. She was about trying to break the spirit of people and the people of God and want to bring them to a place where they didn't believe God, and then they would look to Baal. The priests of Baal were everywhere. When all the construction of Baal was completed, she went to the offense. She cranked up the fire a little more. Amen. When you notice that when God's getting ready to do something supernatural on you, look like all hell break loose. Talk to me, somebody. Look like when you know you're in the will of God. Look like things come from everywhere. You don't even understand where it come from. Look like you get a side swipe or somebody's side, amen, hit you from nowhere. Something hit you from the back and you're like, where'd that come from? Amen. Because you know you're in the will of God. When you know you're in the will of God, you got to stay there and be stern. Be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor is not in vain. Just keep doing good stuff. Come on, talk to me. Keep walking with God and doing the things of God and keep walking with him. Gotta trust God like never before. I don't care what things look like and what it appear. She cranked up the fire, her fury and her passion and persecuting of the church. She stoked the hunger. Amen. Looked like she was going for blood. She wanted to tear down that was godly, to replace that was ungodly, a new God. Amen. The prophets were hunted down and killed. They wandered about in the land of goat and sheepskins in Obadiah, a lonely prophet in Ahab's house, who managed to hide a few of them in the cave. They were able to take some of the real prophets and hide them. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that we can make our predictions of how many of us in this house is truly real, apostolic, love God all the way, trust God all the way. You will never let nothing, you got to get it in your mind that you know you love God with all of your heart, because something is coming. You got to make a declaration that I'll love God, I'll stand for God, I'll trust God no matter what. You got to open your mouth and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'll love God all the day, and as for me and my house, we shall. Got to get it in your mind, 7,000. How is 7,000 prophets going to get together and then be scared? Thousand of them in a cave. Two or three of us will get bagged some demons off. Come on, talk. One will put 1,000 to flight, but two of us will put 10,000 to flight. Don't you play and get three of us together. We get to kicking the devil back. Come on, somebody. Our faith is strong in God. No matter what comes, we're going to still be up in here. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us going to be able to bring us down. You got to trust God for that. It is vital, people of God, that you have that in your spirit. I don't care what comes, what goes. Amen. No devil will be able to manipulate me. He wants to manipulate the mind. He wants to manipulate the spirit. He wants to wound you. He wants to make you feel small. He would rather see you simply wait it out. And people of God, you got to say, I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm laying hold on eternal life. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I won't give down. I won't give over. I know some of you going through some stuff right now. But you got to have your mind made up. You got to speak it over your children. We're going to love God. We're going to love God. We're going to trust God. We're going all the way. We ain't giving up. Hallelujah. Things might be bad, but they're going to get better. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to prophetically say it over yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I ain't backing down. Because something's coming. Something's coming. You got to know your God. You got to trust your God. You can't allow these spirits to come to your mind to manipulate and make you feel. You got to be strong in faith. You got to have the faith of God. You got to hold up the bloodstained banner. Yes, I love God, because it's getting ready to come. Somebody going to ask you in chat, do you love God? Hallelujah. You got to have it, amen, up on your doorpost. You got to have it up on your forehead. You got to have it stamped in your hand. Jesus! The spirit that want to bring you down, the devil wants you to hide in a hidden corner, wants you to go into a dark place and make you feel like you don't know God. You come out strong. Anybody been backed up into a corner trying to make you feel like you ain't nobody and trying to tell you that you ain't nothing and make you feel like you don't know why you're going through this? You come out like you ain't got no sense to tell the devil, back up. You must not know who my daddy is. My father's rich in houses and land, and he holds the whole world in his hand. Anything miraculous might happen to me any moment. Hallelujah. I might be losing one thing, but I'm getting ready to gain something else. God's getting ready to give me double for my trouble. I'm getting ready to turn. This thing is getting ready to be turned around. God is getting ready to open the door. Open the heavens for me. Shut it up if you want to, but I want you to know I'll open it with my mouth. You got to know who you are and what you are and how you God has ordained you. Listen to me. Tell somebody, say, God ordained me from the foundation of the world. I was born to be an anointed vessel of God. When you look at me, you don't know who you're looking at. I might not look like nobody, but God got something down in me. You got to trust the God in me. It might look like, because I don't come from a great big family, don't have a whole lot of money and drive a great big car, but baby, you must not know who I am. Y'all ain't scared. Look at you scared. Don't get scared. Go tell somebody, say, you must not know who I am. You are anointed vessel that are back demons off. You're a demon chaser. You're not just anybody. Don't you push me in a cave, baby. I'll come out on you. Have no business ever being in a cave hiding. your enemy circling your cave. Who do he think this is? Who do he think you are? But God's anointed. I feel anointed today. I feel like a praise in my spirit. I feel like whatever's going on in your house when you get home, by this time tomorrow, everything would have been changed. Everything would have been turned around. Everything that the enemy has planned, all the confusion that the enemy has plotted, back up, devil! I need some anointed vessels that know who you are. A cave can't push you in a cave. The devil can't push you in a cave, mess you up, and make you think you are not anointed when you're too anointed. Amen. It is the anointing that has intimidated him, and your anointing has drawn more than a blessing. That's why you're going through the fire. Come on, talk to me, somebody. In church, there is more time. People of the enemy is scrupulating and trying to get you to fear. But God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. You must not understand what this really is. When we get together, we can do anything. Hallelujah. We gathered in here so I could look over at you and say, yeah, God's still real. Because all night long, some of us have been going through so much, it's unexplainable. Some of the tests and some of the trials many of us have experienced were supposed to make you lose your mind. But not only will you lose your mind, you're getting ready to get double-minded. God is getting ready to bless you with something else. He's getting ready to give you increase in your thoughts. Hallelujah. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, but God is getting ready to bless your mind. You're getting ready to get ideas, visions. You're getting ready to get dreams and things that you never had before. God is about to drop some stuff on you. He pushed you in a cave, but you're going to come out with a new idea. Come on, bless the Lord. You must not understand this thing. I need you to understand who you are. God didn't mean for you to fail. God didn't mean for you to be intimidated. God didn't mean for you to be pushed back in a hole somewhere. In fact, if you're back in a hole, you're going to come out with anointing. Hallelujah. Because in that dark place, God was speaking to you. In that dark place is where God could speak and where God could talk to you and where God could, you would know your God like you never knew him before. In fact, in the cave is where God would take you. And even in the dark, God would give you a new song, give you a new sound, give you a new anointing. Tell somebody, say, you messing with somebody with something new. Because I've been in a cave and the devil tried to make me fear and make me feel like God wasn't going to work for me. I've been down in a hole. I've been somewhere that I didn't understand how I was going to make it, but now, somebody scream up in here. Hallelujah, there is an anointing that'll make me come out. You done push me, trying to attack my family, attack my children, attack my household, attack my money. Y'all ain't ready. Attack my life, attack my body. But in the name of Jesus, I'm coming out like a, you done messed with the wrong one, y'all. Come on, tell somebody, find you three people and say, wrong one, wrong time, wrong place. I'm too anointed to be packed up in a corner. I'm too anointed to stay in a cave. I'm coming out, y'all. Oh, I'm going to open the heavens with my word. Open your mouth and say, the heavens are open. Yeah. Oh, I said, say the heavens are open. Say it, the heavens are about to open for you. Say it. Hey. Oh. Oh, church, hallelujah. There's no place to give to the enemy. I know. Do not back down. Do not give up. Not now. Not when God is about to show himself. Don't back down. Not now. When God is about to prove himself. Not now. When your anointing is about to increase. Not now. When all hell is broken loose against you. You're going to come out with power. Come out with might. Come out with presence. And come out with victory. I feel victory in the house. Tell somebody. Yeah. I know. Shutting the heavens to release the miraculous. Has anybody had all hell break loose? Has anybody been enemy plans and plots for you. I need a praiser in this room. I need you to show the devil. Has anybody been tested where there's no way you should be shouting? Has anybody been tested? Have anybody been talked about? Anybody had a confrontation? Talk to me, somebody. In the last 24 hours, has there anybody had a confrontation with the devil? And it made you feel like you wonder who you are. Then you the one I'm looking for. Run to the front and start clapping like, no, you ain't got no sense. Oh, confrontations don't mean that you ain't got power. In fact, if you don't have no confrontation, then the devil ain't scared of you. But if you had a confrontation, if you've been confronted with the enemy, then you anointed. You have power. You are God's chosen. You are God's one. You are God's anointed. You have power. Oh, 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 yeah. You. Confrontation. I know my time is up. I have 50 more things to say. But confrontations don't mean you are not anointed. In fact, if you don't have none, then you ain't got nothing. Because the enemy is intimidated with the God that's inside of you. Some of y'all are so anointed. He's trying to make you lose your mind. Lift your hand. He's come in the middle of the night. Demons. Apparatuses. Demonic. Some of you have been in so much pain. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift a standard against him. When the enemy try to surround you, God will lift a standard against you. I don't know what to say. Hey. What's the word? Lift him up, lift him up. God will lift a standard against him. Yeah. When the enemy tries to surround you, covering of the Lord will come against him. He'll bless you. He'll turn it around. He'll change. Turn it upside down. Oh, when the enemy is against you, oh, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know, I didn't even get to the end of this message because God gives them power, gives anointing, handles Jezebel, does what he needs to do to help his prophets, covers them, bring deliverance. God uses Elijah to do, bring forth. God does something. He'll use who he needs to use to bless your life. He's assigned, I believe, even now, as a prophet, I speak life over you. When I say it doesn't matter, I prophetically speak as though I was Elijah. That God can bring you out of anything. And that it's not time to fear, but to trust. Lift those hands in the presence. Peace. A peace I give to you, not as the world give it. But I give you peace. I'm going to assign you to take, I feel God say, bring the oil. Some of you really are dealing with torment. I need you. I'm gonna anoint you today. But God say, bring the oil. Bring your oil to the sanctuary. If you have oil that you've already been using, oil, God said, don't you worry. I don't care how big your enemy is. I don't care how strong the demonic force is. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said, stay the course. Stay covered in his blood. Have we baptized you already? Lord, as we baptize you, let us baptize you. You need to be baptized quick as you can. We baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's a covering. You're dealing with a very strong demonic force that have come up out of hell that's using. You'll notice that sometimes the words that come out of the mouth of your enemy is stronger than life. It cuts you and cuts to your heart. It creates words. It thinks of things that nobody normal would have thought of. God, let me hear them. Come on, see Tobo Sheke Tabosa. They're words that are not normal. They're unusual noises and sounds that come up out of them. But the blood of Jesus, we're going to need to cover you in the blood. We cover you in the blood. We cover you in the blood of Jesus. Anybody else needed to be baptized in the blood of Jesus? In the name of the Lord, we need to do that. Amen. Anybody else that doesn't have a church home, but you need to be covered in a church, let me see you. Raise your hand. Anybody like that? Come on, baby. Come on, precious. We've been waiting on you. You got a church? You need a church, baby. I don't know. I don't abuse her. But you know what? Just like you need a house and a family, you need a church. Because church takes care of things that sometimes even the household cannot handle. You understand? It's a place where you can run and you can hide and be covered in the blood of Jesus. It's a place where you can get peace and thoughts and words are spoken over you to cause you to grow. And that even though your life needs to be strongly mended, this is the place. The church is an awesome place. So if you need a church home, I'm calling for you now.
All right, I'm telling you, excuse me, that was powerful. A very, 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 very powerful message. That was Prophetess Joyce Hatton, who is the mother of gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. And we just thank God for that powerful message. I thank God that I was able to share that one today. And so right now, we're going to go to a great song by our dear brother Sonny Badu, Son of David. I'm telling you, this is one of my favorites, and we're going to be right back.
Son of David.
Wow, I'm telling you, was that awesome or what? My God, I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. I want to let Africa know that we are in prayer with you all. We know that a lot of parts of Africa is voting. We pray for peace. We pray that the peace will be there. God already knows what's going to happen. It's already written. And we just thank God, hallelujah, that you all are covered in the blood. We ask right now, Father, that I ask that you go before your people, O Lord, there in Africa, Lord. Lord, we pray right now for the peace, O God, to be there, Lord. You already know the decision, Lord. But we ask, Lord, that you will wrap your arms around your people and let them know that you are in control. No matter what, you are in control. And, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you, Lord, for this great platform. We thank you, Lord, for everything that was heard on today's program, God. We pray right now that someone was blessed. Oh, God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, that they were blessed by this message. They was blessed by the music. Lord, we just pray right now that joy will be restored, that your fire, oh, God, will fill the temple of your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you that this week coming in will be a great week, a prosperous week, a week of divine favor, a week of wonderful surprises, a week of divine miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. I thank you all for tuning in on today. It was a wonderful program. I thank you all for tuning in. I just pray that the rest of your day and even in this week, that it will be a glorious one. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Stay tuned tomorrow. Links will be posted tomorrow, and we're going to do it up again. We're going to have the man of God, Apostle Samuel Soa. You will hear clippings of him in Brazil, and you will hear great message. I'm telling you, you will hear great worship. Normally on Monday, we come on with the hype and the hype, but I believe that tomorrow we're going to continue on in our worship and our praise. And we'll continue on with all other gospel music on Tuesday. But tomorrow we're going to have a worship day. Every day is worship, but y'all know what I'm talking about. We're going to be having preaching and praying and worship songs playing on tomorrow. So we say that you tune in. Links will post. Always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, angel on deck, loves you too. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful and blessed night. Going on with these last couple of minutes, we're bringing you Double Double in Jehovah Nah God. God bless you.
Brother, why you there to lie? Jesus, your God.